Another unusual crop season. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
One extreme to the other.
We've had some dry years in the recent past, but this was the all-time driest year we've ever had.
Tennessee row crop farmers have all but wrapped up harvest of this year's major crops, and it's been another challenging year for many as the extreme drought conditions in the late spring and early summer severely crippled corn yields, but late summer rains actually helped the soybean and cotton harvest. Giles County producer Jay Tucker.
The summer was very discouraging because the hot weather and the dryness. We knew that our corn crop was going to be on the short side. We were expecting our soybean crop to be on the short side, but late July rains brought them back to life.
Jay Tucker says corn yields in one of his fields was about 18 bushels to the acre, but he did have some of his acreage irrigated, and this was the year that anyone with irrigation saw the benefits.
I've had irrigation systems now for about 15 years, and it's a learning curve every year. We learn something new. It's never you never can take what you learned in the previous years and apply it to an upcoming year because things just, all the variables change. You get dealt different deck of cards, and you know, we weren't expecting the irrigated corn to be as good until we got in it, and it totally surprised us.
In Weakley County, Ben Moore had pretty much the same results, a bad corn yield and a pretty good soybean yield.
Our corn crop was really terrible. It was probably the worst corn crop we've ever had. Bean crop was fair to average. We didn't set any yield records here. I was talking about the rain that we got late in the year. We didn't get any rain much late in the year, but it was a whole lot more than we got early. Our crop made what it made on about 6.5 inches of rain from April 1 through sometime in October.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.